Voice Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, and you know, I also believe that you still want to listen to our wise word. Our team has already prepared about wise word, and it is interrelated to the quote of the day. Now it is from Muhammad Hatta. He said, "We must never stop speaking the truth." Muhammad Hatta was the first vice president of Indonesia. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion in sharing, modest, honest, as well as wisdom in diplomacy.
Rahasia. karena engkau menyerah.
Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in so many countries, one of the main focuses of Ramadan, well, of course, the worship itself, the thing related to religion, but also the festivity related to the food. And sometimes in Indonesia, we will be buying new clothing so that we will look better during the Eid al-Fitr. But is it a very good behavior? Because in Ramadan, of course, we have to hold our desire, and therefore we will be talking about Ramadan and consumption behavior with Irfan Shawki Bey, the Dean of Faculty of Economics and Management at IPB University. Hello, Pak Irfan.
Hello, Steve.
Okay.
Hi, Steve, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Okay, Pak Irfan, I would like to know, from the eyes of economy, I would like to know what factors that encourage people to be more consumptive in the month of Ramadan. Is it really more consumptive than before, or apparently just the same?
Yeah, of course, if we talk about the data, usually the consumption will be increasing during the time of Ramadan, and I believe that the very fundamental factor affecting this situation is because of the reward that is given during the Ramadan, as has been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which we are encouraged to share more, and Allah will reward you with a multiple times bigger than the usual month. So, because in many hadiths, for example, the Prophet also give a very strong stimulus to the people that if you provide the food for breaking the fast to those who are fasting, so the ajr, the reward, will be given equally to those who provide those food. So I think given this situation, so many Muslims are encouraged to increase their food consumption. Similarly, if we look at the other factors which are related with the spirit of sharing, normally during the Ramadan, people become more generous and they are, motivated to share more. Either they pay zakatul fitr or zakatul mal from their wealth, and also they pay infaq, sadaqah, and waqaf, and again one of the triggering factor is because of the reward that is promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that in the month of Ramadan, if you pay voluntary charity like infaq, sadaqah, the reward will be equal to the obligatory charity, which is zakat. But if you pay zakat, then Allah will multiple times bigger in terms of reward. So these factors, I believe, although it needs to be investigated, this needs to be investigated further, I believe this factor become the fundamental aspects that trigger the people to pay more, to consume more, etc. Although on the other hand, sometimes there is also misunderstanding on the concept of on the concept of consumption, yeah, because sometimes people are extremely doing extravagant consumption, yeah, which is actually not allowed. Yeah, it is discouraged by the Islamic teaching. Yeah, so that's why we need to always make a campaign and socialization and education to people that consumption that you do in the month of Ramadan should be following the principle of moderation. You should be moderate in consumption, should not be too extravagant. And if you have excess of food, if you have excess of wealth, and try to share with others. Yeah, that is the spirit of Ramadan actually. And you have to also think about your health condition. Don't let your consumption create, bad impact to your health. So these kind of things, I think we need to always, socialize and educate the people so that they got the essence of the Ramadan. Yeah.
Okay, moderation and also sharing. So it's not only about taking what you can enjoy by yourself, but make sure to share with others, but not too extravagant. But many people believe that more consumption means more drive to our economy. Is it right, sir?
Of course, it is correct, because when the demand increases, of course, it will trigger the economy to grow up, and it will be responded from the supply side. Therefore, many industries actually they are expecting to get Ramadan, and even they are expecting every month is Ramadan because sometimes their income generated from Ramadan is much higher, even the highest, and it can be observed in many sectors that sometimes because of the Ramadan, the sale was reaching a very high rate, and then they will be enjoying the highest profit during this Ramadan. This is a kind of barakah actually, barakah in the Ramadan. But of course, with regard to this situation, the presence of Ramadan should also be utilized, especially by the small and medium entrepreneurs, medium business, so SMEs, MSMEs business, they should also take this opportunity to sell more of their products that are relevant to the needs of the people, so that this barakah of Ramadan can also be enjoyed by these businesses, because sometimes the one that really get the most benefit is usually the big business, the conglomerates, etc. So they will be, of course, enjoying the situation. But we are also hoping that the MSMEs can also take this benefit. And I think they need to, increase, their marketing, their sales, and their quality of products, and maintain the product relevance with the needs of the people during this Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, in many sectors, Ramadan give, or provide significant impact to the economy, including if we look at the third sector of the Islamic economy, which is Islamic social finance, comprising zakat and wakaf. The national collection of zakat and cash wakaf usually reach 60-70% during the Ramadan. So the total collection, for example, last year, the total collection of zakat reached around 31 trillion rupiah, nationally. And 60% of it was collected during the Ramadan. So, and I think this is again showing that actually Ramadan can be the month that trigger the economy to grow up, and the data and many research has shown this phenomena. For example, my colleague in IIPB University last year, she was published research showing that the economic value of Ramadan can increase the GDP by more than 243 trillion rupiah. That's during the Ramadan, and it is increased by another more than 100 trillion during the Eid al-Fitri, yeah, during the Eid, because, you know, there was a mobilization of fund, yeah, from city to rural areas, yeah, from western part of Indonesia to eastern part of Indonesia, which shows that the fund mobilization should affect, yeah, the local economic situation. Yeah, this is the barakah from Ramadan.
Oh, I'm very interested in this research. I wish I can get the name of the researcher and the research itself, sir. Do you have it with you?
Her name is Dr. Aisha, yeah? Aisha Maghfiruha Rahbini, the daughter of Professor Didik Rahbini. She was writing an article in one of the media about this study. I think it's very interesting to note this one.
Okay, at what year, sir?
Last year, 2024.
Yeah, of course, because if we are talking about something academic, the title, the writer, and the year, we need
them. Yes. Actually, it is popular writing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Popular writing. And we can refer to other studies as well, like my colleague from IDEAS, it is one of the institution under Dompet Duafa, one of the leading national zakat institution in Indonesia. They always publish also regular publication, especially on the impact, economic impact of Ramadan.
Okay, and you also thought that even if you want to consume something, make sure to stay healthy. But let's not talk about the health of our body, let's talk about the health of our wallet. So during Ramadan, as we know that, number one, we should be giving to charity, right? To charity. And then of course, because of social pressure, quote-unquote social pressure, there will be so many dinner or break the fast together so many times, and we cannot control the venue for that. Sometimes it can be a luxurious place, sometimes it can be modest, and also new clothing for it if you want to buy it. So what kind of tips for you that you can give us, how to manage the money for this 1 month? Maybe you can give us in percentage to help us.
Actually, before coming to the percentage, because the Prophet said also, for example, the Eid, Eid al-Fitr is a happy moment. Nobody should be sad, during that moment. And one of the indicators of the happiness, during the Eid, is by having new clothes, which is actually, it is allowable, But again, the very basic principle of consumption in Islamic perspective is actually we need to be very modest. And what should be the principles of spending? When we have income, so actually I have a formula. Actually my wife and I have constructed a formula which we call as CDIC. CDIC is the acronym for the method of spending according to Islamic perspective. The first C is charity. Charity comprises obligatory or mandatory and voluntary charity. Obligatory is zakat, and then voluntary is infaq sadaqah waqaf. And then the second one is D. D refers to debt. It means that you have to pay your debt first. So after you fulfill your obligatory charity and voluntary charity, try to pay your debt. And then the third one is investment. I is refers to investment. It means that you have to make your money, your income, becoming more productive to anticipate the current needs, the future needs, and your future plan. And the last one is consumption. So the second C refers to consumption, meaning that consumption should be done after you complete the first CDI. Yeah, so with regard to this consumption, so it's better for you to maintain, yeah, the principle of moderation. And the second one, to avoid, yeah, the two things that are prohibited in our religion. The first one is israf, the second one is tabzir. Yeah, meaning that the excessive consumption. Yeah, because those two things refer to the excessiveness, which is, you know, something that should be avoided. And coming back to managing the money, yeah, so actually for the first C, yeah, it can be at least 2.5%, yeah, and then another for voluntary, you can pay another 2.5%. And then for your debt, of course, I'm suggesting if you need to have debt, yeah, make sure it doesn't exceed 20% of your income to maintain your ability to repay back your debt, because heaven or Jannah are very sensitive to those who have debt. Yeah. Even the Shuhada, those who are martyr, they cannot enter the paradise if they still have debt. Yeah, so, and then the investment, yeah, at least 20 to 30%. Yeah, so the remaining part, it can be used for your consumption. And for your consumption, make sure that the first principle of consumption is try to always relate to your needs, not your wants. There's two different things, needs and wants. Yeah, wants, you want to have anything, but needs, actually, what do you actually need? Yeah, let's say if your rice consumption, for example, only one plate, yeah, during the usual time in other months, why you have to add until three plates of rice, for example, during the Ramadan? Yeah, what is the essence of that? Why you increase sharply while this will give you bad impact? So maintaining the needs is very important. And with regard to this, you know, sometimes, yeah, the extravagant things, yeah, the luxurious restaurant, for example, for breaking the fast. Actually, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us an example on how we break our fast. Yeah, so as long as you are not, yeah, excessively consuming the foods, as if you haven't taken any food for 3-4 days, yeah, yeah. So just avoid, yeah, this kind of behavior, because it will give you a bad impact. And try also to be, you know, try to be wise and in selecting restaurant, etc. Although it is your choice, yeah, it is your choice. Sometimes, you know, the choice of one restaurant for one person will be different from the other person, and we cannot simply make generalization that if this is not low for one person, so it also not low for the others. Yeah, we cannot make that kind of generalization, but at least it is us who know the limit, yeah, of our consumption. It is us who know the needs that we really require to maintain our life. And the rest of it, try to increase, yeah, during the Ramadan, the proportion of sharing. Because Allah has guaranteed, yeah, that the one that we share, inshallah, will not reduce our wealth. And even it will increase our wealth. So this requires a strong belief. Yeah, a strong belief on this concept. Yeah, so I think if we follow the CDIC, we can see a different behavior. Yeah, so we are taught to always think first sharing, and then paying your debt, and then try to invest even during the Ramadan, and the last one is consumption. Yeah.
Okay, so apparently for our Muslim friends to be financially healthy during Ramadan, What they need to do is just go back to check again what the religion has been teaching so many times.
Yes.
People just need to remember it, right?
Yeah, of course, we need to remember those things. And, one of the essence of the fasting is to control ourselves. Yeah, so we need to increase the capacity, the ability to control ourselves, because one of the most difficult thing in this life is controlling ourselves. So try to get that lesson. Yeah, although on the one hand, of course, we an increase in the consumption is not, it cannot be avoided. Yeah, so it will happen, but try to do it in a correct way. Yeah, for example, increasing consumption, not only to be consumed by ourselves, but increasing consumption because we want to share with others. Yeah. So if you do it in this way, then it will give you value, and it will, it will put you on the highest level of you can say the mankind's quality, the man's quality, which is minal muttaqin, among the pious people. Yeah.
All right. So from our conversation, I get two keywords: moderation and also sharing. And I wish that everything that we've shared in this conversation will be useful for not only Indonesians but everybody who is fasting or maybe want to try the CDIC, even if they're not Muslims, they can still do it, right?
Yeah.
The charity.
Yeah. Even if you are not Muslim, you can apply this. Yeah, sharing become our top priority.
Yeah,
because sharing will give a positive impact also to the economy. You can imagine one of the problem that we are facing now is inequality of income and wealth, and this inequality can only be reduced significantly when everybody is having a spirit of sharing. Yeah, that's why it is encouraged. I believe all religions will be having the same teaching. Now the problem is sometimes the followers, the believers of the religion, they don't follow the religion. That's a problem.
That is everybody's problem in following faith. But I wish that from this very second, let's strengthen our faith, whatever your faith, to give more to the people. Imagine not only in Ramadan. In Ramadan, we have a spike in the number of charity. Imagine we do it every month, and imagine also how big the benefit will be brought to all the people. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, listener, that is our talk about Ramadan and consumption behavior. I would like to thank you, Pak Irfan, for this very interesting talk. Thank you very much for joining us, Pak Irfan.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, listener, that is our short talk with the Dean of Faculty of Economics and Management at IPB University, Bapak Irfan Syawki Baik. If you want to listen to this dialogue again, you can check our YouTube channel, VOA Official, and our application at RE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Setia abadi.
dan rasa mengikat janji, janji setia, setia abadi. Oh, cinta abadi. Wahai gadis, duhai rasa, tiada petaka merenggut kasihmu.
Today's Music Corner presents a Malay song called Wisata Siak or Siak Tour by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. The song Wisata Siak was written by Atah Rian. This song tells the story of Siak, one of the districts in Riau province. The lyrics tell that Siak is so beautiful. The people of various tribes live in harmony and the culture is rich. The lyrics contain a message to invite traveling to the city of Siak to enjoy the old relics that are still preserved, such as Siak Palace. Well, listener, here is the song Wisata Siak by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. Happy listening.
dalam pesona siang. Dari ragam suku hingga budaya masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya istana serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama dari kapal kapso hingga istana, ada tangki mulanya juga sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja.
Sarangharu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that thrust into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Cinta berakhir.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klathak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klathak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klathak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this Sate Klathak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klathak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of Sate Klathak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Here is the news. The Ministry of Creative Economy has introduced an incubation program to help creative economy players expand their market reach. The Ministry's Media Creativity Deputy Agustini Rahayu on Wednesday conveyed her insight committed to advancing this industry so that the national economy can grow stronger. The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education has invited a private university to collaborate in strengthening the competency of teachers teaching artificial intelligence and coding subjects in schools. Primary and Secondary Education Minister Abdul Muti said on Wednesday that his ministry is seeking to collaborate with Pelita Harapan University, which recently opened its artificial intelligence faculty to prepare teachers to teach artificial intelligence and coding, which will be offered as elective subjects in 2025 up to 2026. That's news.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, disitu ku ada bersamamu saudara.